Unit 5.
Good afternoon, Professor. Hello, Miss Lorraine. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. I've just read a very interesting book about France. Here it is. It was fun. It has many short stories about the cities and the people of France. Have you read it?
Let me have a look at it. Not yet. No, I haven't read it yet. You know, I have been to France many times. I've read nearly all the popular books about France, but I've never seen such an interesting one. May I take it to London?
Sure, you may.
Have you ever been to France?
Not yet. I've never been to France, but it's my dream. I think my dream will come true next year.
My wife will be happy. She's been to France 2 or 3 times already. She likes France very much. I haven't read this book yet, but recently I read a book about Egypt, and my dream to go to Africa has become even stronger. By the way, recently I got a few letters from my little friends in London. The children attach their pictures to the letters. Tomorrow I'll show you these pictures. Vova, have you ever been to France? Or to Egypt?
I haven't been to France yet, but I've been to Egypt twice with my parents.
Really? Did you like it?
Yes, I did. We saw many beautiful places and met many interesting people. But best of all, I liked the coral reefs. They were so wonderful.
Have you seen the pyramids?
Of course I have.
Okay, what about singing a song?
I know a funny song about 4 happy pigs. May I sing it?
All right. Professor, would you like to listen to the song about funny pigs?
Why not? With pleasure.
Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. The first pig very soon will go to the moon. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. Happy and bright. The third pig thinks it's fun to be in the sun. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. The fourth pig trips about one day going out. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright.
Well, it's a silly but a very funny song. I want to learn it too.
You will learn it next time. But now it's time for the grammar exercise. Vova, open your book. Read the task, please.
Write in am, m not, is, isn't, or are, aren't. What is his job? Is he a dancer? No, he isn't. He isn't a dancer. He is a cook. What is he doing now? He is making a cake. Who are they? Are they your cousins? No, they aren't. They aren't my cousins. They are my brothers. Are they clever? Yes, they are. Who are you? Are you an Englishman? No, I'm not. I am not an Englishman. I'm Russian.
Well done, Vova. You're good at grammar. But I like your rap best. Shall we make some rap today?
With pleasure. Which words shall I learn today?
Here they are. Type, dead, repair, listen, carefully, yet, just, fun, suddenly, recently.
Well, I'm ready. Music, please.
It is fun
to be in the sun.
Recently, I've typed
a story about an awful night.
I've seen this head.
It isn't yet dead.
Can you repair
this pair?
I have just
said I must. Listen carefully. He came suddenly.
Oh, yes.
How do you like it, Lorraine?
Well, Professor, that was great. I liked it very much. But I liked your story about Tom Sawyer during our last lesson best. It was very interesting. Are there any other interesting stories in your notebook?
There are many stories in it. But I think I'll tell you a real story about myself today.
Really?
Let me type it on the computer. I can type well.
Take a seat at the computer, please.
I'm ready.
We're listening to you very carefully. You may start.
Can you understand me? I am an old man. I am clever now, but I can remember the time when I was a little boy, and I must say I wasn't clever at all at that time. I had a friend. His name was Nick. We were very good friends. We often played different games together. We had many hobbies and many dreams. Sometimes we did silly things. It was during the last days of August. All people like this month because it's the last month of summer. Nearly every year I went to a camp, to the country, or to some other places in August. I seldom stayed in the city. But that year I didn't go to a camp. It was early in the morning. I opened the door. The weather was sunny. I went out. I was walking along the street when suddenly I met Nick. He had been in the camp for 2 months, and I had missed him. I even wrote letters to him. He asked me,
"Do you know that strange house by the lake?"
"Yes, I do. The windows of that house are always closed."
"Have you ever heard that a very wicked man lives in this house? People say he kills cats. They say he makes caps out of them. He's a real monster. Yesterday, I saw him taking a cat to his home."
"Me too. Recently, I saw him walking along the street with two cats in his hands."
"Do you understand that we must stop this?"
"But how?"
"Tomorrow, late in the evening, we'll take a dead rat and write a letter on a sheet of paper. 'You monster! If you don't stop killing cats, we'll kill you, like we've killed this rat.'"
"But where will we get a dead rat?"
"Oh, I know a secret place where there are hundreds of them. Then we'll go and throw the dead rat and the letter into his window."
"But the windows aren't open. They're always closed."
"I'll say, 'Meow,' and he'll think there is another cat near his house. Then he'll open the window and you'll throw the dead rat in."
So, the next day we met late in the evening. Nick showed me the secret place, and we found a dead rat. After that, we took a sheet of paper.
"Do you remember the words?"
"Of course I do. 'You monster! If you don't stop killing cats, we'll kill you, like we've killed this rat.'"
"Have you been there before?"
"No, I haven't."
"We'll go there tonight."
Then we waited till it began to get dark. Late at night, in the dark, we went to the monster's house. The fence by that strange house was so old that it wasn't hard to jump over it. Suddenly, I heard something. I wasn't a coward, but I felt that my legs could hardly walk.
"Listen, I've just heard something. Can you hear that?"
"No, I can't hear anything. I hear nothing."
"Look, I've just seen something. Can you see that?"
"No, I can't see anything. I see nothing."
At that moment, we saw something that looked like the monster. I wanted to run away, but I couldn't move my legs. I wanted to cry, but I couldn't open my mouth. Nick also couldn't do anything. But at the next moment, the monster said, very kindly.
Boys! What are you doing here? It's such a dark night. My name is Mr. Wilson. Come into my house. I'll make some tea for you.
We went into his house and saw... Well, what do you think we saw? Cats. Hundreds of cats. Cats everywhere. On the window, on the floor, on the wardrobe, and on the armchair.
I see you like cats. I also like them. I always take them from the street and give them food.
Now I understand how silly we've been. We thought you were a monster killing cats.
I would never have done anything bad to them.
We're so sorry, Mr. Wilson. What can we do for you? We'll be happy if we can help you.
Well, my fence is very old. Can you repair it?
It's not a hard job for us. We'll repair it tomorrow.
Is that the end? Is that all?
Not yet. The next day, we went to Mr. Wilson's early in the morning. We repaired the fence and even painted it. After that day, we often went to his house. We played with the cats and we also helped Mr. Wilson to feed them. It was so much fun. Many years have passed since that time. Now Nick is also a professor. He lives in a small country in Africa. I miss him very much. I seldom get letters from him, but when he writes to me, he always gives his love to my wife. They were good friends too. I dream about going to Africa next year, in June or in July, and see him. I think my dream will come true. So, I've finished telling my story. Did you like it?
Yes, I did. It was very interesting.
And now the tasks. The first task. Which book did I give to the professor's wife? Color it in red. The second task. Learn the song about the four happy pigs. The third task. Write the words into the comics. The fourth task. Color the right pictures about Nick. And the fifth task, speak about Nick.
Should I do all these tasks by tomorrow?
Yes, you must do them by tomorrow, Vova. And now open your copybook. Let's write the spelling dictation. Listen carefully. The first word, M-A-G-I-C-I-A-N. The second word, E-N. G-I-N-E-E-R. The third word, S-P-A-C-E-M-A-N. The fourth word, B-U-S-I-N-E-S. S-M-A-N. Don't forget to get ready for the dictation. And before we say goodbye, let's sing the song. Can you learn this song, my friend? If it's difficult for you, listen to it again. That will do for today. Our lesson is over. You may close your book. Shall we go sightseeing tonight?
No, Lorraine, thank you. I'm tired today. And there are so many traffic jams in the streets. Just look out of the window. Hundreds of cars. Can you see that? Can you hear that?
Yes, I can. I can hear it and I can see lots of cars. Let's go out tomorrow. Vova, you may go home.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.